Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. Obviously, it is Christmas season. Everybody and everything looks and points towards Christmas. And I want to invite you Sunday night. One of the best ways that we've found to get ready for Christmas is to come back to a gathering that we're calling the Sounds of Christmas. Now, this is the first year, first version of this that's going to be great fun. It's Sunday night at 5 p.m. And man, I'm telling you, there's going to be upbeat Christmas tunes, many that you know, maybe a few new ones. But what's also very cool is the program isn't all there is. We're going to spill out into the lobby for s'mores and hot apple cider and all those good things, but also some missional opportunities that are going to be great for the family, writing letters to soldiers, packing backpacks with food for kiddos that need it. There's going to be a lot of stations set up that are going to be super, super, super meaningful. So please help us spread the word. You'll find posts about this on our Facebook page that you can share. Man, come on out. It's going to be a great night. Well, speaking of the spirit of Christmas, I want to talk about one word that obviously is an important word. When you start thinking about the Christmas season, there's a lot of words that you'll hear. You'll hear Merry Christmas, you'll hear people talking about trees or Santa, but there's a word that's used even more than Mary and tree and Santa, and sometimes even more than Jesus, and the word is gift. In fact, as November was wrapping up and we started launching into December, man, it just seems like everybody's talking about gifts. There's people making the mad dash on Black Friday, just trying to find the perfect gift for everyone on their list. That word gift, honestly, consumes this month. Now, I think sometimes people think about gift giving as something that was started by the wise men. I mean, if you know the Christmas story and the wise men brought gifts to the baby Jesus, I think sometimes we think, well, that's where the tradition started. The tradition started with those wise men. But the truth is, the tradition didn't start there. It was actually God who started it. God's the first person that gave a gift when he gave his own son. Think about this. Here's what John 3:16 says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Think about that. He gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have eternal life. See, on that first Christmas, God gave the greatest gift of all. It was better than some package, better than something that comes in wrapping. He gave the greatest gift. He gave his son. He gave his son to die on the cross so that you can be forgiven of your past, that you could be given a purpose for living, that you could have a home in heaven. Jesus actually is the original Christmas gift. And so when we think about giving, we only give because God first gave to us. The spirit of Christmas then is the spirit of generosity. In Acts, in chapter 15, the Bible says this. It says, we are saved because the Master Jesus amazingly and out of sheer generosity moved to save us. If it wasn't for God's generosity, we would have absolutely nothing. The air we have, that's a gift from God. The blood going through our veins, that's a gift of God. The fact that we've got food to eat today, that's a gift of God. The fact that we have a heart beating inside our chest, that is a gift of God's generosity. Everything in your life, including your life itself, is a gift of God's generosity. And so today, as you think about this season and you think about gifts, I want you to think about the spirit of Christmas. It is generosity. And it's not generosity that started with us or ends with us. It's the generosity of God when he gave his own son. That is the greatest act of generosity, when he came on that very first Christmas, when he gave us Jesus. Well, I hope you have a great day today. If you found this encouraging, please share it online with your friends. And we look forward to seeing you this Sunday at 9:30 and 11 in the morning, and then back Sunday night at 5 p.m. for the Sounds of Christmas. Thanks for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.